Radio for entertainment and teenage PB Radio for entertainment and teenage PB Radio for entertainment and teenage PB Radio PB Radio PB Radio PB Radio for entertainment and teenage collide collide for entertainment and collide for entertainment and teenage collide for entertainment and teenage collide entertainment news collide PB Radio collide collide entertainment news collide PB Radio for entertainment and collide. PB Radio for entertainment and teenage youth collide.
Y'all, it's Aisha, Moiba, and Brianna, and you're listening to TV Radio, brought to you by TeenDiaries.net. It's Monday, August 24th, 2015, at 6 p.m. in Atlanta, Georgia, and tonight
we're kicking off Season 7 of TV Radio. I can't believe it.
It's been 7 years of this, guys. That's a lot. And 7's a pretty lucky number. We should be proud of that, right?
Yeah, 7 is a lucky number.
Not the only one
sure.
Who's proud.
Exactly. So, as we kick off tonight's show, we have a very special guest in the virtual building. For years, our guest has offered her expertise to teach and inspire men and women to live their best selves. As a successful author and entrepreneur, her advice has been recognized by several media publications, including USA Today, Fitness, Shape, Health, Self Magazine, InStyle, People, and Essence Magazine. I mean, the list goes on and on. And Teen Diaries has also worked so closely with the fitness mogul on several initiatives to keep teens and young women healthy. So, without further ado, let's welcome Jeanette Jenkins to TD Radio.
Woohoo!
Hi.
Welcome!
Woo!
Yay!
Happy Monday!
Hi!
Hi! There's no better way to kick off a new season than with someone as awesome as you, so thank you for stopping by the show.
No, thanks for having me.
So I hear that you were in New Jersey recently. I was like, wait a second, how do you come to New Jersey when I move?
So tell us
a little bit about that. I know. Tell us a little bit about that. What brought you out there?
No, I was just doing an event for Macy's, in-store workout, just to motivate the people in the area to work out and also to, you know, encourage people, especially women, to come and pick out a cute little outfit because, you know, we love to look good when we work out. And I think that when we take care of ourselves, both on the outside and the inside, is when we feel our best. So it was just a great opportunity to collaborate with, you know, one of those brands that I love. I love Macy's, and they always have great prices on fitness apparel and running shoes, and it was just a perfect fit.
Well, we love a good deal, so shout out to Macy's for
all. Yeah, so definitely head to Macy's and get your good deal. Yeah. They always have great deals.
Exactly. Well, August, you know, marks the beginning of a new school year. So many kids are heading to Macy's and other stores like that to get ready for the new school year. So it may be on many students' to-do list outside of, you know, getting fit and also wearing the best clothes to school. They need to also just like hit the gym and get in shape, right? So why do
yes.
you think that it's so hard though? It really is hard for kids, really for teens and college students to stick to an active lifestyle. Why is that, do you think?
You know what? I honestly don't think it is hard. I just think that there's so many different things going on that it's a matter of priorities. Like, I'm a college girl, meaning I went to college, and I actually packed a brown paper bag lunch every day. I shopped on the weekends and bought healthy food. I did my little coupon clipping. I actually did not eat the food on campus ever. I always had food. But the thing was is that when I was in class, I would always have food, and my classmates would be starving because they wouldn't have time to get to the cafeteria or the areas where they were selling food. And I would always have in my bag pieces of fruit. I'd have, like, chicken breasts and vegetables that I'd cooked the night before or sandwiches. It's just so much more convenient to carry your food with you. I would literally carry all my food with me for the day, which would usually be, you know, a couple of meals, like a sandwich or a thermos filled with some kind of, like, vegetable soup or something, and then a few different pieces of fruit and, you know, maybe some whole wheat crackers and things like that, or a healthy bar. I would always have that stuff with me. And then as far as workouts, you know, I scheduled it in. I made a grid of my, you know, everybody knows they have to make their class schedule. And you have days that you have more classes than others. One day you might have 5 classes. Another day you might have 1 class. So there really is no excuse. If I would just schedule my workouts on my actual calendar, just like I would schedule my classes. And I would make sure, okay, on Mondays I work out at 7 in the morning and I'm going to take, you know, a step class with some of my home girls, and then Tuesday I would go swimming, and Wednesday, you know, I'm going to hit the weights at 12 noon during my lunch hour. So I really just think it's a matter of people scheduling and the students scheduling and getting used to it, because this is how real life is going to be. Like, no one is going to come behind you anymore. There are no parents there to tell you it's time for you to work out now, it's time for you to eat healthy, time for you to have your snack. Like, you have to figure that stuff out and make it in a priority, because being the best you is going to transfer over into everything that you do in order to be a successful businesswoman, and in being a successful mother, and all of these things that you have to do in life. You're going to do so much better when you are healthy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you got to put your big girl pants on, right?
That's right, and I have used that term many, many times, and, it, you know, and there's going to be tough times, too, you know, and you do have to put your big girl pants on.
I definitely have. I was writing down some of the tips that you just gave, definitely, for sure.
I'm in school right now, and I'm like,
it's
oh, my God.
It's so rewarding as well, because, you know, when you put your big girl pants on and you tie your own shoes, then at the end of it, you can be like, you know what, I did it. I really did it. And it builds your self-esteem and it builds your confidence. And, you know, you step one more step up the ladder of success. The more that you can get done on your own is the, you know, it makes you more capable.
I definitely agree. So I know you mentioned bars and packing fruits and vegetables, but what other superfoods, I guess, besides those protein bars, are best for maintaining a healthy lifestyle? So what kind of foods would you recommend?
You know what? There are so many. It's like endless. But let's start with just like your macronutrients. You need to make sure that every day you're having, or every meal should be balanced with protein, healthy fat, and healthy carbohydrates. And I think where people fall off, especially students, is in the healthy carb department. Instead of necessarily choosing healthy carbohydrates, they choose the processed foods like the French fry, fried foods. They choose fried foods and processed foods like chips and cookies and crackers and muffins and all those kinds of processed foods that are easy to grab. So you want to stay away from the items that are easy to grab, and more so create and pack your food and make meals out of whole foods. So, for example, a healthier carbohydrate is like a sweet potato or a baked potato or brown rice. But you have to prepare these foods in advance. But it doesn't take that long. So you can cook the night before and make a meal with like chicken and sweet potato, cut half the potato and bring that for lunch the next day. And so it's better to have that healthy sweet potato instead of having French fries in the cafeteria. And the same, you can make a pot of brown rice, and you can have that rice in 3 different meals. You can have some of it for your dinner. You can have some of that brown rice with your lunch the next day, and you can have some even adding it to a salad to add a little bit of grains to a salad. Like, the options are endless. I actually, if you want to send people to my website, thehollywoodtrainer.com, I have a meal plan that I put up there, that I just did this 12-day body blast, and I made 7 meal options. It's a beautiful picture, and it's 7 meal options for breakfast, snacks, lunch, and dinner, and I have a picture showing you each item to give you lots of ideas and options. So, like, a breakfast can be oatmeal with fresh berries on it, another breakfast item can be egg white omelet with a side salad. A lot of times people don't realize that they can have greens at breakfast as well. You should be getting your green vegetables in, and having eggs or a nice mixed salad with some poached eggs or fried eggs is a great option. And then a couple of lunch options that you can have are definitely like a pita sandwich is really easy to take with you, either a turkey pita or tuna. Tuna is really cheap and inexpensive. You can buy like 99 cents a can. So it's a great option for a college student to have tuna sandwiches, tuna salad. And you can always buy chicken on sale, and you can freeze it so that, you know, you can have it for... I think that's another issue that people get into is they will buy food or fresh food, and before they cook it, it will go bad. So you have to really make a commitment to, you know, preparing your foods. And so those are a couple other options. And then always, like, some grapefruit, oranges. Oranges are really easy to just throw in the bag, an apple and an orange. So those are two staple pieces of fruit that are really easy to take around when you're a college student. You just throw them in your bag, an apple and an orange, or an apple and a grapefruit, and they're two pieces of fruit. They're snacks that will give you some additional energy for another hour, hour and a half, and it's like, it's easy.
Wow.
Now we're starving. We're all starving.
Yeah,
yeah, like,
right?
I'm so hungry. Fruits, vegetables.
But obviously, like, we need foods that don't necessarily need to be refrigerated that you can keep with you for the whole day. You know, a mixture of, like, nuts and dried cranberries. Some, like, you just have to, but my 12-day body blast, that will give you guys an idea. And it's free, and it's just sitting there on my blog. So tell them to go there, thehollywoodtrainer.com. Hit my blog. Pull that beautiful menu off and give yourself some ideas.
Well, we'll be using it, and hopefully everyone else will be using it too. Now, what about all those very like tech-savvy folks out there? Are there other options outside of just going to your blog? We know you have a really cool app.
Well, I have a club that I built that is amazing for college students, actually, and for anyone. I created it to help people because it's only $20 a month. And on there, I have every single day, I give you a motivational quote to just lift your spirits and get you in the right direction. Because as we know, if we start our day with a grateful heart and with a positive thought, it can keep us focused in the right direction. And then I give you a workout for the day. You literally just have to press play. And all these workouts you can do in your dorm room or in a bedroom, in a really small space. You don't need a lot of space. Today's workout was cardio kickboxing. It was like four different chapters for my cardio kickboxing. It was 35 minutes long. So you think, like, even if you're at school, you still have to pay a membership to a gym somewhere, like $20, and you have access to all of my workouts. There's like over 150 workouts in there, and all you have to do is press play. And all of my meal plans and recipes, I give you a full meal plan of what to eat for the day. And more importantly, I give you a nutrition tip every day, because you have to learn the importance of healthy eating and the education behind it. So just to give an example, today's nutrition tip was write it down. The first step to changing your eating habits is to be fully aware of what you eat. So you have to use a calorie counter, and I have a calorie counter in the club so that you start to learn what is in your food, how many grams of fat, how many grams of protein and carbs. Once you start calorie counting and writing down what is in your food, you learn the foods that you eat all the time. And before you know it, you're like, okay, I know I can have 4 ounces of grilled chicken breast, and that's 24 grams of protein, like 1 gram of fat and zero carbs. Like, you start to learn the foods that you eat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why, you know, college students and people in general will gain weight. So if you're going to gain that freshman 15, it's because you're not paying attention to the food that you're eating, and you're just eating and drinking. And before you know it, you're eating 2,000-3,000 calories a day, and you're not burning those calories off. And at the end of the year, there's your 15 pounds sitting on your tummy. But that's the way it works. And then you're like, oh, my God, I don't fit in any of my clothes anymore. What am I going to do? I got to lose this weight. And instead of, you know, doing it the proper way, the healthy way, a lot of times, you know, then people start turning to diet pills and this and that and other alternatives when really we just have to learn how to properly eat food so that we're eating the right portion sizes and the right calorie amount. It's a time investment that you need to do that will pay you back for the rest of your life.
Oh, I'm definitely going to the gym after this show. Literally, I'm literally driving down the street to my gym.
Good. Go to the gym and grocery shop and grocery shop and buy your own food.
Yes, exactly. Ma'am. Now I know what to buy. Now I know.
100. Woo. Hey, everybody. I just did 100. I did 100 push-ups and I was eating some beef. Because I wanted to prepare for Jeanette being on the air today, and I'm so excited. So, hey.
Hey.
I got my push-ups in. Hey. I feel good. I was late to do this because I was working out. Like, I'm sweating as we speak.
Exactly.
Because
great excuse.
It's important.
Wow.
I don't get no hand clap or nothing. Okay.
Oh, hand clap. What is this here? Well, we were talking about investing in ourselves, but it's also important for us to invest and give back to our community and to other generations, and that's kind of what the Teen Diaries Foundation does. Nationwide, we empower girls through journalism and through really dynamic fitness programs, and we are so excited to announce tonight that Ms. Jeanette Jenkins has officially come on board to help us fulfill this mission of empowering girls. So hand clap for that.
Yay.
So can you tell us why you felt were compelled to get involved with this organization?
I decided to get involved because your organization has a very active community. You guys are doing things on a regular basis. So not to compare you to other organizations, but a lot of times people will start a mission, but there is no action behind it. It's like, okay, yeah, let's end childhood obesity, but what are you actually doing on a regular basis to do that? And so I see that you guys are actually holding events on a regular basis, whether they're 5K runs or a workout somewhere or a Zumba workout or a kickboxing workout. It's like you're getting involved with the girls that are your target, and you're actually getting them moving and getting them interested, and then you're creating a community, and this beautiful community on Pretty Girl Sweat and Teen Diaries, where you're providing constant information as well as a place for them to network. And then, more importantly, the people who are writing are the college students, which I think is incredible. So it's just a full circle of getting these kids and teens involved and giving them a place where they can speak and we can hear their voice. But at the same time, you know, it's a place where they can come and interact with each other. And if I'm going to give my time to a community, I want it to be a place where, you know, if I go to an event and it's a Pretty Girl Sweat event, there's a place where these girls can still stay connected and continue to get healthy recipes and continue to go to additional events and to continue to feel motivated and connected. And that's very important to me, other than just, you know, a one-off, like, okay, here, let's push this mission, but how are we actually doing it? So I think you guys have done a great job on tackling the how and really creating a solid community. And didn't I just read how many thousand people have you guys served already? You guys had a post
20,000
that 20,000 teens that you've already served. I mean, that's incredible. And it will continue to grow, and that's and how many more based on, you know, you have no idea that how many girls have been affected just by being a part of one of your Pretty Girl Sweat events. You know, I've had the opportunity to be a part of a couple of them, and you know, we don't know how long that lasting impression is of, mm-hmm. you know, them being a part of that event, putting on that T-shirt, being a part of a group of people their same age group that are all trying to just be great in some way.
Mm-hmm. That means a lot. Thank you so much. That truly, that was, yeah, that means a lot. And we're, you know, so appreciative to have someone like you be so invested in what we do, because that speaks volumes, because we, you know, obviously we all admire you and we respect you. So we always want to collaborate and work with people that, you know, truly help us meet the guidelines of our mission, and you definitely are that. So thank you again.
You're welcome.
And I want to talk a little bit about Sweat Makes Sense. Okay, this is our second annual Sweat Makes Sense campaign. We launched it last year, just trying to find creative ways to really get people to think differently about fitness, to make it fun, and then also to raise awareness for childhood obesity. Because as everyone knows, September is Childhood Obesity Awareness Month, and we're always looking for cool ways to get kids involved, parents involved. So we started this like Jumping Jacks Challenge, and because we want people to realize that sweat makes sense, C-E-N-T-S, and each jumping jack they do earns 10 cents. So we're continuing it this year, hoping to get as many people involved as possible, especially all of the people who've worked with us in the past. So of course we want you to be involved with Sweat Makes Sense. And Moiba, are you jumping this year?
I will jump.
You're asking me?
I try to put Moiba on the spot, like our male co-host. I'm like, are you going to be jumping this year?
He's going to jump because of you. Pretty much. Jeanette,
yeah,
perfect.
He's going to do it because of you, Jeanette. Okay. If it wasn't for you, he wouldn't do it. So awesome.
Pretty much.
All right.
So, this is Brianna again. From the moment I met you back in February at the Black Women in Hollywood workout, you've been a constant like source of motivation like for me, for all the girls that you met. And I'm pretty sure a lot of the young ladies who were there with me had a fear of working out. So I'll ask this question on behalf of those people like myself. So in regards to fear, how do you suggest that we work to overcome it, especially when it comes to working out?
There's a really simple mantra that I use, and I think a lot of people use it because, you know, I'm not the first one, but it's just faith over fear. Mm-hmm. And I really feel that as long as anything you're doing, whether it's working out, whether it's working towards a new goal, that as long as you believe in yourself and believe in what you're doing and believe that God has you covered, then there is absolutely nothing to be afraid of. So you think, if you're going into a gym to work out, what are you fear of? You're in fear of being judged by other people? Well, you got to learn how to get over that real quick, because everything in life, you know, there's going to be people watching you and things mm-hmm. that you do, whether you're in the workplace, whether you're at school. And your purpose in life has to be greater than anybody's judgment of you. And so your purpose in going into the gym is to take care of your health so that you feel good and so that you're healthy. And that is more important than anybody's judgment of you at all. And so there's nothing to be afraid of. And then when it's related to your goals or something you want to do, like for me, I can put in reference to, you know, if I'm creating a new project and it might be a new DVD, like, okay, I've created this new club, and I want people to come in there. Well, am I afraid to be judged by all the other fitness people out there and all the other colleagues and all the other people that have clubs? Well, and why would I not be afraid? I'm not afraid because I know that I'm creating this to help other people improve the quality of their life. So if somebody wants to judge it or to be negative about it, they can go ahead, but I know that God has already ordained me with this ability to be able to motivate other people and to help improve their livelihood. And so I'm going to do what He has put inside me to do. And there's nothing anyone can say that is going to make me afraid to do that. So you just have to always, always faith over fear. When that fear comes, it's like you have to think of the purpose that's deeper, the God-given purpose that is inside you to do that, that will always override any kind of fear.
Yes.
Yes, I'm sorry for that. I'm like, yes, like that is life. Like, I'm gonna print that quote that you just said and slap it on my wall. Not only the faith over fear, but that your purpose in life has to be greater than anyone's judgment of you. Like, that is like real life. That's real life, and I think that
that's right.
That will help everyone in anything, in any endeavor. So that was great. Thank you for that. I'm
you're
inspired
so
all over
welcome.
Again.
No, I believe that because it's true. There are many times I'm human, just like, you know, just like any of the teen girls or college girls or anyone who's listening, and everybody has fears, and it's very important to learn how to get over those fears, or otherwise you will cripple yourself. And I've watched people from celebrities to housewives, to businessmen, to many people become crippled in situations out of fear. And one big fear that many, many people have is by being judged by others. And you always have to know that your purpose is greater than what anyone's judgment is of you.
Wow. Yes. Well, definitely inspiring. I think at this point you should also start a church. Maybe with an exercise. I'm just saying, because you got the young ladies on here testifying today, so that's awesome. Besides your involvement in Teen Diaries and Pretty Girl Sweat, what other ventures can fans expect to hear more about from you?
Well, I was just speaking about the club that I've launched, and I have a lot of great things that I'm going to be doing with the club. I'm going to be doing a tour in the new year to promote the club, and the purpose of the tour is just to connect with people and to, again, motivate them to live a healthy life and then give them additional tools. The purpose of my club is to give people a place where they can access motivation, healthy recipes, workouts, and know that it's coming from a source that's credible, and that they, as well as I have an amazing community section where I respond to people's fitness, nutrition, and health questions on a daily basis. Everything from, you know, today somebody was talking about wanting to train for a triathlon and they weren't sure how to eat, like what they should be eating before and after their workouts. A couple of days ago, I responded to a woman who's was concerned about, she had what is called polycystic ovarian syndrome, which actually affects 20% of the female population, and the side effects of this particular female health disparity, you know, are a lot of things that that sometimes women are very shy of. Women who get this syndrome will sometimes grow a little bit of facial hair and get acne and things that, you know, they don't really feel comfortable necessarily talking about in public, but the solution to the problem is very similar to any health disparity. So in the end all, someone who has polycystic ovarian syndrome just has a spike in insulin, which is the same as someone who's diabetic, which is the same as someone is obese and overweight. So in the end all, something that seemed like it was something to be ashamed of, that was very, you know, not spoken about as often, the solution is the same as the solution for somebody who's diabetic, who is obese or overweight. We have to keep the insulin levels low by eating whole foods and not having high blood sugar. So we hear about high blood sugar all the time. Well, there's so many health disparities that happen to people because of having high blood sugar, and this is another one of them. Polycystic ovarian syndrome, women will increase the amount of testosterone that is being generated in their ovaries, and we have to limit that by keeping the blood sugar level down low. So basically, it's I took a year and a half to build this club so that I would have a place where I wouldn't be it was a business decision. I wanted to have a place that I could go in and talk and communicate with other people from anywhere around the world and be able to give them advice and know that that other people could benefit from that.
Nice. Awesome.
Moivis is over here. We're in the chat room. He's like, she's got me wanting to do 3 more push-ups. She's just so smart. The comments.
But you know, one other health disparity that a lot of like African American women will go through as well is fibroids. And so that's yeah. when like 80% of African American women encounter fibroids, and usually girls at the college age can start doing things now that can decrease their risk of creating fibroids later in their years. And the growth of fibroids come from an increase in estrogen. So, again, we have to be very careful about decreasing the amount of processed foods, of caffeine, and exercising on a regular basis to help regulate our hormones. And, again, it's about eating those balanced meals with whole foods and decreasing those processed foods and exercising on a regular basis. All of those things will decrease the risk of fibroids as well. So, you know, I'm all about overall health. We love, like, I love fighting against obesity, but with obesity comes a whole slew of other health disparities as well.
Absolutely. I was recently watching a documentary called Fed Up for maybe like the third time. And Fed Up, they really kind of hone in on the fact that one of the major reasons for such an increase in weight gain amongst Americans has been sugar. So what are your views on sugar? I know sugar is pretty much in everything. We can't really escape it.
Well, you can escape it by not buying processed food. Like, you see, this is where I, as an independent woman who's a businesswoman, I completely, like, I don't agree with playing the victim role ever. And I get sick and tired of hearing people play victim. So it's like you're buying food from an industry. It's a food industry. Their goal is to get you to buy their product. So, of course, they're going to make it taste good. They're going to throw sugar in it. They're going to throw grease in it. They're going to put food coloring, flavors, everything they can to make that thing bright, shiny, and make you want to buy it. They are not the health industry. They're not. Their goal is not to make you healthy. Their goal is to make you buy their product over and over and over again so their stocks go up and that they make a lot of money. Now, if you're stupid enough to keep buying it over and over again and keep eating it, not paying attention to what it's doing to your body, then you're the idiot. So it's like, why would you not take a few moments of your time and learn to eat healthy to benefit your own body? Is beyond me. Like, why do people always want to put it on everybody else? It's the doctor's fault. It's the pharmaceutical's fault. It's the government's fault. It's the school's fault. No, it's your mouth. It's your body. It's your fault.
Put that on
T-shirt.
It's your mouth.
Put that on a T-shirt. Your body. It's your fault. That would be. That's a T-shirt.
Real life.
That's it.
But do you think that people sometimes stop being a victim? Just stop being a victim.
It's so true.
Like,
but do you think that if someone is uneducated, right? Do they get
confused? Get educated. You're uneducated.
Yeah,
learn
right.
How to read.
Exactly.
And educate yourself. Like,
it
what is
matter.
That? You live in
your
America.
Mouth, it's
this
your
isn't.
Fault. It's your body. It's your head. It's your dollar. It's your nugget. It's you.
You know it. It's your dollar. And then on top of it, it's like, get educated. Okay, the same person that cannot choose the right foods to eat can tell me every single detail of the Real Housewives of Atlanta or something. It's like,
very
come on
true.
Now. What are you choosing to put your brain around? What are you choosing to focus your life and your energy on? Then what you focus your attention on will become your reality. So that is going to be your life.
Your
There's
mouth,
another quote.
Your
drop
mouth,
a
your body,
drop
your
a
mouth,
more.
Your mouth,
yo.
Your body, your life, your fault.
Hey,
your fault.
Hey, I'm trying to say, that's a T-shirt. We ain't gonna put that on.
That is a T-shirt. It really is.
Put your sweat on the back of it. That's money. Your mouth, your fault, your body. Boom.
Those are gonna sell.
Really
those sell like hotcakes.
Being responsible, because when we take. Being responsible for your choices is one of the most powerful things that you can do. Like, you know, you can become successful if you want to become successful. If you choose to, you know, create a plan, be strategic, learn, it's the same as being healthy. You can be healthy if you choose to. You are fortunate enough to live in a country that is mass production of everything, from healthy food to non-healthy food. So if you choose to go to the grocery store and not buy healthy foods, but you choose to go, you know, to the drive-thru and to pick up high trans fat fast foods and to eat that on a regular basis, then that's your choice.
You do realize the next time I'm in the grocery store and I see somebody eating anything crazy, I'm going to yell, "Your mouth, your fault, your body." And I'm going to just stare at them the whole time. That's what I do.
Oh, my God.
Well, since we all have choices.
Here. And sometimes it's going to be hard.
Gonna...
I'm trying to create change. Change is uncomfortable.
Exactly.
So I got...
There we go. That's a good one. So how do you create change? It's wanting the end-all goal greater than you want that moment of satisfaction. It's called degratification. Most challenging things that seems to be in the American culture is that what we want right now, instant gratification. And so instead of having instant gratification, why don't you sow some good seeds, take a little time, learn what you need to learn, do the work that you need to do so that in the end you will be whatever it is, you want to be healthier, you want to be more successful. Well, all those things will come to fruition if you sow good seeds.
Mm-hmm. And remember.
Well, she just took us to church and school today.
Yes, church, school, everything.
Your mouth,
so
your body, your life.
Your fault. Your life, your body.
Your fault.
Your fault.
Your
the
fault.
Only
well,
place I say, you know, I do have a lot of compassion for children who are being raised by parents that feed them unhealthy, because I feel like in that situation, the children are, it's like they're being fed these processed foods, and that's why I stand really strong with the childhood obesity, because I feel like these parents, a lot of time, they don't realize how much they are crippling these children in the sense of setting them up with all of these health disparities at such a young age, which is going to affect their hormones and their health for the long run. And those are the ones I have the most compassion for. And there comes a time where even them, they are going to have to, you know, there comes a time where you are not a child anymore, and as you're going into your teen and adolescence and college, where your life is now in your hands, and you can read, and you can find out information, and you can learn and make better choices. But it is definitely easier when you're in a situation where your parents choose to be healthy and they feed you healthy foods.
That's so true.
Mm-hmm. That's
true.
Very true.
But I think that when we do childhood obesity campaigns, we really do need to focus on the parents just as much as we focus on the children.
Absolutely.
Yep. Your mama,
education starts
your daddy,
at home. Your fault.
Your mama, your daddy, not your fault.
Not your fault.
Your fault.
Not
your fault.
All right. Well, we're gonna wrap up tonight's show with a fun game called Speed Diaries. Since everyone has choices, you have 60 seconds to choose all the answers that you want. We're going to see how many questions you can answer. Basically, what's going to happen is the timer is going to start, and I'm going to answer the first question, and you're going to go. All right? You ready to play?
You're going to ask me questions?
In 60 seconds. In 60 seconds.
Okay, but you're actually gonna, it's not just like a word game. You're going to ask me a question.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a question, and you're going to answer as quickly as possible.
My
right?
answer,
it's be
my
quick.
Fault, my life.
Exactly. All right, question number one. Ashley, you ready with the timer? Okay, who is your celebrity crush?
Oh, my God, celebrity crush. Back in the day, it used to be Channing Tatum. I don't think I have one right now. The Rock, always.
Okay.
Both of those two,
all right.
Probably.
What is,
Oh, what is the last thing you do before bed?
Drink water.
What is your favorite TV show?
Dr. Oz.
Late nights or early riser?
Early riser.
Favorite album of all time?
Oh, gosh, that's a hard one. Dr. Dre, The Chronic.
Okay. Okay. What was your favorite subject in school?
I totally surprised you with that one, right?
Yeah. Okay, what was your favorite subject in school?
Math. Come on, I'm a numbers girl.
Ten,
show me the money.
Nine.
True.
Eight,
yep.
Eight,
what is your favorite
seven,
dance move?
Six. Five.
The WAP.
Four.
I don't know.
Three. Two.
That sounded good.
That's so funny.
The WAP.
Your
fault. Your fault.
My favorite dance move. Probably a backspin, something from breakdancing.
Okay. Well, you answered seven questions. Seven seems to be the lucky number of the evening. It's season seven. You answered seven questions. So congrats. Great job.
Yay!
Awesome.
Once again, it's been a pleasure, and I mean that for real. I hate that I missed the first half of the interview because I know you were sharing some gems for everybody, not just for, you know, for women, but for everybody that's trying to be healthier, you know, and just take care of their bodies. So thank you for the work that you do from the Teen Diary family. We wish you lots of continued success, and we just thank you for stopping by. And I will be hitting you up because I'm going to show you every push-up that I do that is real over here.
Awesome. Your choices, your body, your call.
Put it on a t-shirt. Oh, that was hilarious.
Thank you,
oh, thank you so much.
Okay, guys, you have a great evening.
Yeah,
thank
so make
you.
Sure you guys check out her website. Make sure you get that 12-week meal plan for sure. Hit up the Hollywood Trainer Club as well. So we'll be getting ourselves together so we can look good at the ball.
Yeah, because you know what it is.
Your fault, your choice, your body.
Your body.
And now,
your body.
That was
and
so
now,
real.
Hey,
that
man,
was so
she
real.
Was so passionate about that. I loved it. It got serious.
Me too.
Did you notice how the conversation just got, it got intense? Everything was like,
yes.
This is good. You need to do this. You know, this is some things. You know what? I get tired when people don't understand.
Yes, it got so intense.
Hey, her gangster just came out. Her gangster was on 10.
Yep.
I loved it.
Loved it.
Tell me like it is.
All right, guys. Now it's time for entertainment news.
Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture.
Uh-huh.
Not even talking.
Let's do it.
I see a tendency.
All right, move over, Nicki Minaj, because activist Jesse Jackson's 16-year-old daughter might just be rap music's next breakout star. Ashley Jackson, who raps under the name, I hope I'm saying this right, I'm thinking it's AJ, she released her first single a week ago, and it's called Fleek. Yes, what about, I know that
Fleek
impresses
Master?
You.
Fleek.
The same song?
Fleek. Yes,
like
she released.
Wow.
Yeah, same name. Yeah, it's called Fleek, and yeah, she told TMZ that her dad requested that she not use the N-word in any of her music. He doesn't mind her being a rapper, but she can't use the N-word or any profanity in her rap. So, you know, the young artist is seemingly going to comply with her father's request because she's trying to inspire young people with her music. So we applaud her for that, but. Hey, maybe I don't want to say this, but Jesse Jackson's daughter rapping. What do you guys think about that?
Man.
Jesse Jackson, I Have a Dream. Jesse Jackson?
Yes, Jesse. Yes, Messy Jesse.
Messy
Jesse.
I listened to the
Fleek or Fleek Master or Fleek on Fleek. I listened to it and, you know. I listened to it.
Well, everybody should have a dream, I guess, and go for their passions.
Yes.
I mean, she's pretty young, so if this rap thing doesn't work out for her, she could always do something else.
So she's
right,
not gonna cuss
no,
at all.
Cannot.
A rapper that don't cuss is like an NFL player without a DUI. It just doesn't make sense.
Lord.
What?
Oh,
you know what? Never mind. Forget. It's Monday. I'm sorry. I have no excuse.
You know, it wasn't bad. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't bad. You know, she's
you
doing
know
well
how
for
y'all
16
people
year old.
Do. You want to hear cuss words? You like cuss words? Go ahead and say it.
That's true. That's
thank
true.
You.
She's
thank
a beautiful
you.
Girl.
Somebody said it.
I know, I mean, we do. But, like, if the song is, like, just so incredible, like, for instance, Summertime, Will Smith.
That's different. You
yes,
cannot compare
you don't
that.
Need.
That's an incredible rap song with no curses.
You, see, you cannot
like,
compare that. That was a different age, different time.
But I'm just saying, like, if she could create a really great song, then I wouldn't mind.
There will
never
be another Summertime. Who's your girl? What's it called?
I with my
hand.
Willow.
His daughter. Yeah.
Okay, I'll give it. Yeah. So she's got potential, but her daddy's Jesse Jackson. I'm just gonna repeat that again. Her father her father was a friend to the man who had a dream. There's only so many
basically.
Things you're gonna say in a rap song that I'm gonna be like, wow. Is she gonna rap about like?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This would be a whole nother show. Let's move on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's just rapping about her hair being on fleek. I just wish that she would have used this
what?
Opportunity to really talk about
not Jesse's
something
daughter. Are you
important.
Serious?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're not going to use profanity, the song should be focused on what's going on, you know, in our community. Like, why can't you make a good, like, Kendrick will make a great song about what's happening in our time. Why can't she do the same? I mean, I don't know, but
yo, daddy,
moving
Jesse
on.
Jackson. You have to.
Basically.
Okay, anyway. Pretty much.
I know, basically. All right, speaking of artists, Taylor Swift was surprised on Friday night by Kobe when he gave her a banner for having set a new record with her 16th sold-out show at Staples Center. She has the most sellouts by an artist in the arena's history of all time. So she got her own, you know, like the championship banner that comes
down. Oh, my
goodness. There's one that says Taylor Swift, and it will stay there. Forever.
For real?
And ever. Yes.
But that's not basketball,
basically.
Though.
Hey.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about
when
that.
When you're Taylor Swift,
hey, let
new
her
things
live.
Happen.
Let her live. Let her live.
She's living, Avi, but that's not basketball. You can get Grammys and all that for that. But congrats.
That's true. Yeah, congrats to
you.
You
can't say that. You
and all
can't
the sisters
say all that
out there.
Go, but congrats.
No, I mean...
I'm
just saying.
Like this. I hate it. I can't stand it. That's stupid to me. But you know what? Congrats.
It's just confusing. It's confusing to me. It's confusing. But, you know, like I say, congrats.
But congrats. We got you. All right.
Well, Nick Jonas has been in the media lately because of his reason for stopping dating Kendall Jenner. He doesn't want to date her anymore. And guess why?
Why?
He only went out on a few dates, but there's one reason why he no longer wants to date the supermodel slash reality TV star. Why do you think? No one can guess.
Well, my guess, I don't know.
I am not going to our sponsorship. I will not say it.
What was your reason?
I was going to say something.
Okay, got it.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, I would have been like, maybe she gets too much media attention, too much paparazzi. I would have said that. But that's not it. Basically, she's just annoying, and he just doesn't want to be around her because she annoys the crap.
Oh, my goodness. What?
Now, well, no one wants to be considered annoying, right? Especially not in the news. Like, I don't want anyone
to
call me annoying.
Did he actually say
so
that? Like, he actually said the word annoying?
Yes, she's annoying. That's basically
what
he has been saying. So now I'm going to be, in Kendall's defense, I think that any guy should elaborate on how a person could be annoying. Because in my opinion, everyone's annoying in some sort of way. It just depends on like what you're willing to tolerate. You know what I mean? Everyone's a little annoying.
Well, your mood for that.
But like, give me a reason why I'm annoying. Just don't like just put it out there like this big umbrella like I'm annoying. But not really say what I did. To annoy you.
Right.
That's not cool.
Yeah, my thing is you put it out to social media. Like, this person, like, she's annoying. That's just bad in itself.
Right.
Yeah,
just
that's
a blanket
bad.
Excuse.
But Very blankety. I'm like, I'm warm. I'm like sweating. It's such a blanket. Like, I can't.
That's so funny. That is.
I don't like it.
That one. I'm gonna take
blankety. Not a word. I'm not gonna let you guys say it like it is. Blankety.
Blankety. No, and blankety. Then she said she's warm. She's too warm. Oh, that was so funny. Okay, I'm gonna have to use that.
All right. Well, there's someone else out there who is in the music industry who doesn't mind dating his celebrity girlfriend. And we hear that Drake and Serena Williams are back together again. They were seen in Cincinnati getting a little comfy and cozy. Yeah, at a restaurant, an Italian restaurant in Cincinnati. So what do you think? I like those two together. I really do. But if Drake can't make it work with Serena, who else could Drake get with?
Well, I don't know. He's always talking about college girls. He needs to stay away from all of us. I don't know. He's always talking about us. He needs to find somebody else. I like the Serena.
Wow.
No, seriously, he's always like, oh, you're taking classes at Villanova and all that. Like, no. We're trying to thrive and prosper. Like, we're trying to thrive and prosper and go to class. Like, please, stay away.
Yeah, I like him and Serena. I like interracial relationships. I think it's good.
What? Did you just say what?
What?
I miss y'all. Hey, this is the filter's off today, man. I love it.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, congrats to those two. Hope that works out. Now, Tracy Morgan, you know, he got into that really big accident. Well, I don't have the dates on how long ago that was, but he has been going through some heavy rehabilitation because he is getting married. So
yay!
Congratulations to Tracy Morgan. Good. Actually, he did the deed. He got hitched to his longtime girlfriend and walked down the aisle recently. And his girlfriend, his now wife, she's 28 years old, wasn't expecting that. Her name is Megan.
Hold on,
did you guys think
Tracy
she was
going
to be 28? That's what I'm saying. I feel like he got to be in his 40s. I'm like, I'm just saying. Like, maybe I'm wrong, but.
Oh, man. Are you serious?
I got to do my research. I'm like, Ashley, pull that age, please. We got to know how old Tracy Morgan is, but his wife, 28.
Much respect to Tracy Morgan.
Yes. And also, just for being strong enough to, like, pull through such a devastating moment in his life, you know, losing a friend, gaining his mobility back.
But those things too, Ish. Yes, those things too. Those things are worth.
Yeah, he's a survivor.
He's
46. He's 46.
Oh my God, he's 48.
I told you.
46.
Hey, and you want to give him credit for the other stuff? You give him credit because he pulled a 28-year-old and he is 46. That is.
I mean,
can
he
we
might
get the
be
applause
really
button on? That is just awesome. That is awesome.
What about the mature argument? She could be like, she could probably be really grown at heart, maybe. I don't know.
That's true. Very mature for her age.
On school night.
28 is almost 30.
That's true. She's almost 30. That's a good way to look at it. Sounds better. It does sound better.
Can guys be cougars?
Yeah.
Is that such a thing? Can guys be cougars?
Of course not.
Guys
because
be cougars?
If a woman dates someone younger,
cougars.
You know, they have it's a negative thing. But if a guy dates someone younger, we're trying to give him hand claps on a radio show, you know.
All these double standards.
Yeah. Basically,
we should have a show about double standards just for a side.
Ooh,
side
we
thing.
Should. That would be fun.
That would be really cool. I need to put that on the calendar. Okay.
Totally. All right.
Man,
so, Bendy Irwin, that is the daughter of the late crocodile hunter Steve Irwin. She's 17 years old and she is going to be on Dancing with the Stars. She's the first celebrity contestant that has been announced. So, congratulations to her. She was quoted saying, "This is completely different to anything I've ever done in my life," who described herself as honored to compete on the show. She says, "I am used to wrangling crocodiles, not dancing." All right. And last, but most certainly not least, Beyonce could have the biggest night in VMA history. You know, she's already queen.
Ooh.
We praise her every day, of course.
Yes.
Now, with 5 VMA nominations, including Video of the Year for 7-Eleven, Beyonce has the chance to become the artist with the most moon men of all time.
Yes.
So we hope that happens. I'm praying that it will. She currently has 17 awards. Madonna, who has 20 Moon Men, currently holds the title. So if Beyonce brings home just 4, come on, we can do this. I'm like, we
if not, Kanye might come back on the stage, and then we'll have another.
That's
receipt.
True.
So let's just give it to her now. Like, we don't need another.
Give it
receipt.
To her.
Just give her the award, please.
Give it to her. Save us all.
Save us.
They could just save us all from like a month of news reports of him like coming on stage just by giving her. The just give it to her.
Those moments make my day when he does that. I think it's awesome.
It does. That's why I love him. I say this jokingly, but this is why I love it. That's who he is, and that makes him incredible. So whatever. I'm not even mad at that. But that's all for entertainment news this week.
Oh, man. I missed
okay.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday when I party like that.
Birthdays today, August 24th. Comedian Dave Chappelle, 42. Singer Justin Skye, 20. Tomorrow, August 25th, Kel Mitchell will be 37. Actor Blair Underwood will be 51. Hey, black don't crack. He does not look 51. Y'all Google it. August 26th, actress Kiki Palmer will be 22. Basketball player James Harden, a.k.a. The Beard, will be 26. Singer Cassie Ventura will be 29. Actor Evan Ross, you know him from, ATL and a bunch of other stuff, will be 27. Rapper Big Crit will be 29. August 27th, gospel singer Yolanda Adams will be 54. Singer Mario, 29. You should let me love you. Anyway, August 28th,
hey.
Actress. I don't want to mess up people's names. I'm sensitive about names. Cool. The girl that played Annie will be 12.
Quivenzhané.
The new version of Annie. What's her name? Say it.
Quivenzhané.
Quivenzhané Wallace.
Yeah.
Quivenzhané
Wallace will be 12.
Yes.
On August 28th. And, of course, August 29th, pop icon Michael Jackson would have been, what was the age? 50,
oh, I should have did that. I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't have to apologize. It's a 7th season, and anything can go down. You ain't got to apologize for nothing.
7th
season. You hear that? You hear me? Your fault, your mouth, your body.
My
your
bad.
Your life.
I take all
your life.
I take all the blame. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. Okay.
That's your birthday
oh,
for
gosh.
This week.
Awesome. And as we mentioned earlier, Slut Makes Sense is going down. Make sure you visit TeenDiariesFoundation.org so you can sign up today to join our Slut Makes Sense Challenge. We are teaming up with tons of celebrities and cool and fun and very passionate people who are all inspired to do jumping jacks in the name of fitness. So join us. Other announcements. Childhood Obesity Awareness Month is coming up September. So that's why we're doing what we're doing. So make sure that you visit teendiaries.net and also prettygirlsweat.com for more information on all ways that we are getting teens and college students active. And I miss you guys. It's been so long, so briefly. Can you tell me what you did this summer? I'm going to start with Moira. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Tell me what you did this summer.
Oh, geez.
30 seconds? Man, I got darker. Boom.
What?
Boom.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Next.
Who's next?
You got 30 seconds. What did you do this summer? Quick.
Okay. The summer I was in New York working at Essence on an internship in the marketing department. Okay, that's me. Okay. Next.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Ashley, the intern Ashley there. Tell us about your summer. 30 seconds.
My summer was really well. Looking forward to Miami Carnival. That's entertaining for me. So I'm done.
This is so
interesting. Atlanta, Georgia. So we are now located in Atlanta, Georgia. So anybody who lives in Atlanta and wants to, be on the show, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? We're in your hood. We're here. All right. And thank you guys so much for tuning in to the premiere of our first episode of season 7. Oh, my gosh. As always, I want to thank you for listening to TD Radio. Also, major shout out to Jeanette Jenkins for stopping by. Be sure to tune in next week for more awesomeness. Until then, follow us on Twitter at Teen Diaries, at Moiba, a.k.a. Mo, and at Mouthing Off Blog. And as always, remember to stay young, stay fly, stay unique, and stay fabulous. We're out.